Yes.
Fuck.
Yes,
man,
we can.
I knew it. This fucking mouse is so goddamn loud.
Just totally stepped all over my intro, man.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly, you want to relax, Bill O'Reilly?
Hey, you guys know how to like hire a hooker? Is that a thing that can be done on the internet? Oh, we're live. Oh shit. Okay. Here's the intro. Welcome.
You do have a harmonica.
I do have a harmonica. Yeah. Welcome to the Ramblecast. That's it. That's the intro.
So I said, if you have a harmonica, you must have been in prison. So I was just joking.
Yeah, you didn't catch that on recording, but
because you have to. I think everyone in prison has to play harmonica. There has to be that one guy, right?
I wouldn't know. I got this from my grandfather, but now I'm starting to wonder where this harmonica's been.
So. Because you see like the old West, and there's always like a warp. You know, like his prisoner of war has always got a harmonica. And
my grandfather held this up his ass all through World War II.
Every time he farted, he played a little tune.
Now, when I put my lips on this, I think about my grandfather in World War II every day.
It tastes just like him.
Oh, that is so gross. I mean, so this is an explicit podcast, if you didn't know by now.
Yeah, if you didn't know with Chris's opening. Is Chris frozen? Oh, no, I guess he is. He's not frozen. He's just
sad. Muted himself.
I felt, whatever, fuck it.
I've seen it happen. It's happened to O'Reilly, Chris Berman. It happens. I mean, just people lose their,
touch?
Yeah.
Well, it's like that newswoman that... I think it's New York or something like that. They fade out and she goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" You see that? It's an old one, but it's like, and then I go, it's like,
that's funny.
Well, Chris,
we all say things. Just,
yeah.
It's been a while, guys. I mean, it's like we took a week off, so always feels kind of.
Well, it's been a while since Chris has been on, right?
No, Chris was on here 2 weeks ago.
I was on our last show.
Oh, so it was all four of us last week, right?
Yeah. There's somebody missing here, but we don't know who.
Yeah. The other guy's not here.
Oh, that's
and funny. He won't be here. He won't be here next week either. Just to let you guys heads up, we're recording two shows tonight.
Oh,
because next week's another
spoiler. Wait, you don't have to tell him that. We could just hide it.
Oz, way to pull back the curtain.
Yeah. Jeez.
Okay, then we're not recording two shows tonight. Well, I mean, why was Nick not here twice in a row?
We called you boss at the beginning, and then it just went to your head. So you got to tell everybody all of our dirty secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you look like you got some sun.
So. Yeah, I got a little bit of sun. I was away on vacation last week. I was down on Cape Cod.
Any sharks?
There were a ton, actually. Not where we were, but. There were a number of sightings on the other side of the Cape.
Well, you got to keep Lady Gaga there. She's swimming with her meat suit on. So you got to just tracking the sharks, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the Cape is known for sharks, much like the Outer Banks are near, off of the Carolinas and such.
Yeah.
But the Great Whites are, I mean, shit, Jaws was filmed out this way, right? So that's right. Kind of like where the whole story was and took place.
Well, you guys got bad mayors out there, so
you got what?
Bad mayors.
Yes,
the mayor from Jaws, notoriously a horrible mayor,
terrible mayor. It was been phenomenal week. You know, we had this a core group of folks that friends of ours and. That we have, I don't know how many years in a row we've done this, but my wife and I started the tradition probably like 8 or 9 years ago when we were very fortunate to have a family member that had a rental, like a investment property rental on the water that we used to stay at. It was like a 300, 400 square foot little fisherman's shack on the ocean, which was amazing. And we would cram a few people in there. And then unfortunately, our relatives sold that house. Because they're kind of putting towards me. I know, right? Seriously.
Money grubbers.
Seriously. That's pretty selfish.
I know. But you should see the shit they built on the water because of the money they had from that house and the sale of another place too. But unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. But the so for the last 2-3 years, we've been renting a place. So we get together, there's 8 adults and now 2.5 kids that rent. And we rent the house. We're so spoiled. I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago, but so spoiled we have to be on the water just because it's become such a luxury that we would never be able to live without the packing up the car, going back and forth to the house, this, that, and the other. So we did that. And the only reasons we left the house the entire week was to get beer. It was phenomenal.
Gotta have your priorities.
Yeah.
You know, I know so you didn't say food.
Well, no, we did that beforehand. So we have up here, we have like a wholesale club chain called BJ's. I don't know if you guys have BJ's down south.
Yeah. We have BJ's down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's for single people.
Yeah. So my friend Melissa actually is a buyer for BJ's because BJ's is I just got that joke.
Yeah.
yes. She's a buyer for BJ's actually, and she it sounds so awesome.
Why buy when you can?
Their headquarters are located up here.
I think it started Morehead State.
Yeah.
College.
Anyways, so they're big fans of
I hope she
who is it?
I really hope she never gets the shaft.
Yeah, I hope so too. Anyways, we loaded up on all of our food at the beginning.
There's no coming away.
There's no coming away from that? Is there?
Yeah. No. I think I'm just gonna go all in on this one. Anyway,
well, it's a tough thing to swallow.
Yeah, it's so all we need to leave the house for the entire week was beer and ice. So,
yeah. Well, what a place to go!
Yeah. Cool. Oh man. Yeah, it was one of those things where like I went 7 days without having any stress whatsoever, other than the normal stress of having kids, which is nice. And I got slapped in the face today where I have to go into work. I had to go into work today. And I have to go into work tomorrow. And then I get to take my paternity leave, which I'm excited for. But I'm on a deadline. So I'm on a deadline. It's different from everybody else because the deadline for what needs to get done isn't until the end of the month, but my plan is to not be there.
Right.
So I have to get it done now. So I delayed my paternity time to get this specifics of my job completed. So
how long do you have? 3 months?
No, yeah, a total of 6 weeks. But
6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm breaking.
I was thinking Google. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm breaking it up a little bit. So I took a week of the time when he was born. I doubled some vacation time in there. So I was actually off about a week and a half, 2 weeks, but I only used a week of the what do you call it? The leave. Thank you. Paternity leave. Dude, my brain is still mush, by the way, if you haven't been able to
tell. I hate all those trips to BJ can do it.
Well, no, we had gummies every single night. It was amazing.
Oh wow.
I'll tell that story in a second. But anyway, wait, so where the fuck that, was that wait, story? Wait,
it's gummy older people at BJ's?
Jeez. Oh my God. I thought my jokes were bad, man.
That was terrible.
It's nasty.
That was terrible.
I know. I hate myself for it.
Well,
that was first thing that came. That was first thing that popped to my head. So I
to clear the air.
Way longer story short. Than needs to be. I'm taking some time off the rest of this month. I'll be off until August, and then I'll take some more time off in September. But anyways. Yeah, so on the way down, I stopped to get some provisions at our local dispensary. My first time ever going to a recreational and medicinal dispensary. It was my first time going to one of those places in Massachusetts. Different.
You get to flash your card.
Yeah,
I'm a card member.
Yeah, it has its perks too because this place does not has on site parking, but only for medical patients. Otherwise, you have to get like shuttled in from a parking lot a quarter to half mile down the road. Oh yeah, and I got crazy. to skip the line. The whole night was pretty cool. Anyways, so I dropped like $240 on edibles and vape cartridges, and I was like, all right, so I want to get these, you know, microdose 5 milligram gummies, right? That's what Jack. I think you're familiar with these as well.
I've heard about it. Yes.
Yeah, and so I bought a bunch of them, and then when I got to the Cape House and I was getting ready to partake, I looked down and they're 20 milligram gummies, which is five times as strong as what I was looking for normally. I thankfully looked at the box before the package before I decided to pop one in, and I didn't, so I had to cut them all up. So I cut them up all into thirds, which, by the way, actually ended up to be in our favor because I literally tripled the amount of gummies that I thought I had. but every single night, man, like,
oh my gosh,
every single night, when the kids go to bed and we go down and have a fire on the beach or hang on the back porch and, you know, play Cards Against Humanity or whatever the hell we were doing, every single night. It was awesome. Like,
break up the gummy bears.
Yeah, it was so good. Really enjoyed it. Man, we sure did have a blast. And today was definitely a rough day for me. I'm still like.
Did you get back yesterday? Sunday?
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'm very similar to Chris in this regard, in the fact that I had a kind of a family getaway last week, which is also why we couldn't record. Today was the first day back to work and back to getting like taken care of shit. You know, it's just Monday's a rough day when after that 4th of July holiday weekend. And I'm sure Chris and I aren't the only ones out there that had this like extended long.
I think you guys were the only ones who went on vacation.
Oh, we were the only ones.
I think
the only ones in America.
Well, the only ones listening, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Which is all of America. And some in Russia and some in Canada.
Every 4th of July, we go to my cousin's. He lives in the house that my grandfather and my grandmother built. So it's kind of like going back to, you know, kind of the roots, really,
right,
of like where I grew up. And it's just a nice family get together, like all the family. It's kind of like a family reunion 4th of July. And my cousin spares no. And just to give you a little head, like my cousin is just about 2 months younger than I am. So we're kind of, I think of him more as like a brother cousin, if that makes sense. You know, like when you're that close in age and you're always spending time together, you know, it's just, there's a different bond there. But anyway, so camping and just the god awful heat. The only way to beat the heat is basically to jump in the pond and like cool off and like just float basically. And either drinking, he had a couple of vape pens. So he just basically gave me one when I arrived. And was like, here you go, this is yours for the week. So that was nice. And just relaxing in the pond and you know. So anyway, getting sidetracked here. My cousin spares no expense when it comes to fireworks in the 4th of July. The place where he works, basically he can bring it in, and he's a distributor of fireworks. So he's got a lot. It's insane. It's like the amount of fireworks and the big stuff that we let off.
He could start a war. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he could have. I mean, basically, we get this own little private, you know, professional fireworks show every year, and it's also fun lighting the stuff when you don't have to pay for it. You know, you're like lighting the big cakes. You know, I mean, it's basically like there's four of us running out there in a field with, you know, these bricks of just, you know, fireworks. Everybody lights it at once, runs, and then as we're getting done with that, another four are running out there to put some other bricks out there and light them up. And this year, I mean, seriously, like I don't know, he has around $800 worth of fireworks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nuts. But he asked me to stop and buy him fuse So I was like, okay, sure. Like, of all the things that you can't
buy. Can you hold that thought, Matt?
Sure.
This time we're going to take a commercial break.
Do you like fuses? Sure, we all like fuses. Well, I stopped and picked him up some fuse so that we could actually, you know, connect several together. And so we had a grand finale this year where it was like all 16, you know, going off at the same
time. Are you playing music at the same time, or is it just
No, we didn't do we're not at that level yet. All right. First step, getting things connected so that as you light one, a whole row of four will go off, you know. It was about a minute 30 solid of just fireworks. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. So
is this like a secluded area? Is it just
Yeah. It's secluded because apparently it's illegal to light fireworks off in Ohio. So, which.
Well, they're worried about those low flying airplanes that just start off, you know.
Those low flying airlines. So my son, this was like the first year that he wanted to partake in the lighting of fireworks. And so my cousin was like, all right, you know, he's got to start small with bottle rocket, worked his way up to something a little bit bigger. And then finally, like for the fourth, he was out there getting to light some of these bigger fireworks. The look on my son's face, like, I mean, he was like I don't have a good enough metaphor for it. But I mean, him just running out there, being scared to death. And then running back off the field as these fireworks are just like so loud and just like you're so close to them, and just his face of just being utterly thrilled and scared to death at the same time. It was pure joy. I was like, I think he's gonna have a couple hairs that grow out of his chest tonight.
What's hair on his chest?
It was fun. So, but anyway, that was part of my little vacation. A lot of sun, a lot of water, a lot of barbiturates. I don't know, what do you call them? and some blowing some shit up. So, you know, it was a good weekend. And
that's America.
And just like Chris, I am back to the grind today and just like, oh my God.
It sucks, man.
Right? Nothing sucks worse than just coming back to work after vacation.
It is the worst.
I mean, there's just the list of things that are there for you that have piled up while you were gone. And then just the bombardment of, like, I don't know. It just felt like a Monday after the fourth. Like,
yeah, I used to hate when you leave work for like 10 days, you come back, you go, why did I even fucking go? Why did I even fuck? Because you come back and there's this shitload of crap you got to do. And it's like, nobody could do it. Nobody could do it while I was gone.
Yeah, or certain things are somehow changed. You're like, wait, no, I left the computer and this stuff running like this. How is this different? And then the only other person that I work with is like, I don't know, it's just different. Like,
I don't know what happened, man.
No. It's not just different. Like, you clicked on something. You pushed a button. Like, it's not just an organic flower. The computer
you
just
were struggling. You were struggling to delete the porn.
Yeah. Anyway.
Watching old people gum each other.
Oh God. Jeez. That visual again? Really? Really, Jack?
I think that, what's the title of this episode? Gummy?
I guess.
Gummy me.
gummy Jays.
Yeah. Well, I didn't go anywhere. I'm leaving actually tomorrow for San Diego. I'll be out there almost 2 weeks. But we had everyone, our whole family came over. We have a little stand-up pool that my wife likes to float in that I have to put together. And
oh, Jack?
I don't know if I froze or not, but it's just more work than, but she's happy with it, so I have to go. You know, I just have to kind of nod and shake my head and go, yeah, this is great. This is great. But, you know, Zach came over. He liked going in the pool. And then my daughter, who's pregnant, she went in the pool with Zach. And then we had a little tiny pool for the little ones and a slide and all that stuff and had fun. But then I'm barbecuing. And Jay goes, I'm doing charcoal. I go, you have to wait or it'll, because the charcoal will catch on fire. I have a small little barbecue.
Mm.
And they're all complaining. We're hung. I go, all right, I'll put the hamburgers on. So I put the 12 hamburgers on. And sure enough, I come back out. the fucking it's an inferno. I'm like, son of a bitch. I had to run back in, get the sweat. So I put the close the lid to get the fire to, you know, take out the oxygen. And yeah, the hamburgers were the worst hamburgers I ever made in my life. Jay's like, it's not that bad. My daughter's like, it sucks, Dad. These suck. I ate one. It was like eating charcoal. I go, sorry guys. Sorry, I fucked up food for 4th of July. But because usually I like to cook them nice and slow. That's the best way to cook any, like a steak, or it's just nice and slow. So it doesn't, you know, but yeah, they were fucked up. They were beyond recognition. It was bad.
Well, two things to take away from this. One, Jay's so nice to you. Like, he's just trying to make you feel good.
Yeah. But I think he was drunk. I don't know. I don't know if he was drinking or not, but he goes, no, they weren't that bad. Unless he got the one good one that I was able to save.
And then two, your daughter, was this Heather?
It was Heather and Kayla.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know which one told you the truth.
Oh, they both did.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
They said they were terrible.
Okay.
But the younger kids had hot dogs, so they were okay. But the hamburgers, I was like, oh my God, these things are gone. And I was starving, but I ate the whole, I'm like, oh my God, this is brutal. There was no, you could put all the condiments you want on it. There was no saving it. It was absolutely God awful. It was like you chip your tooth biting into it. It was so terrible. It was like, I felt so bad because, you know, how hard is it to barbecue something? To grill, I'm sorry, it's not barbecue unless you're. It's to grill something. How hard is it? But I knew it was too soon, and it's a small little barbecue, and I knew I was putting all that grease on there, and the grease was going to ignite.
Now,
it did.
Has either of you ever used pie irons to make like a sandwich? Kind of
what?
It's like a pie iron. It's like a little. Like it's like a metal kind of thing where you put bread on both sides and then you put some kind of filling in there and then you sandwich it together and then you stick it in the fire. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah.
I've never used it in a fire, but I've definitely used it. Like
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, we use them when we're having our family get together because, you know, there's like 20 plus of us. I mean, I don't know what the number is. There's like 20 to 30 of us. So in order to cook for all of us, it's kind of like a self-serve thing. It's like you make your own, you grill your own. And if you leave it in there too long, it's burnt.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're your own chef, but we make a version that's a pie iron Reuben. So you take rye bread. I mean, you spray the little cast iron kind of thing that holds your meat, your bread, but you put rye, some little bit of corned beef, some Swiss, I think, and then a little bit of Thousand Island and sauerkraut.
So sounds delicious, dude.
It is delicious, and I will tell you, as a vegetarian, I have a few moments where I cheat, and that is one of the moments where I cheat. So,
I'll tell you, talking about cheating with food. You know how I'm so happy I lost 15 pounds doing Weight Watchers.
The gummies gave it back.
And then I went to vacation. I gained 7.5 pounds over the last week.
You should have had my hamburger.
I'll tell you, man, eating like an a-hole with no regard for personal health for 7 days will do that to you.
So you weren't like this with the beer going, that's 7 points. I can only have one.
No, I decided very early on that I was not doing any type of point counting while I was on vacation. I was just living life.
It is vacation, so you should.
We did make one conscious effort, which I kind of regret because we should have just gone all in. But the amount of beer that me and these two other guys consumed last week was collegiate. That's the best way I can describe it. So we made a decision very early on, knowing, because last year I think we spent, I don't even know how many hundreds of dollars on beer, but we probably had, over the three of us probably had drank, I don't know, sort of close to 200 beers throughout the entire
week. That's a lot of beer.
I remember you bragging about this last year.
Yeah, it was. It's not something we should brag about. That's pretty fucking terrible.
Okay.
But we didn't leave the house though, so like. We left the house to buy beer or to walk 15 feet down the sand dune to the beach. to which we would drink. So we would drink on the beach, you know, throughout the day, and then we would drink at night, obviously, on the beach again by the fire. So we decided, if we're going to be drinking this much beer, why wouldn't we just take the least bad for you option on the table? So we drank Michelob Ultras.
Huh.
And I'll tell you, at first, I'm like, this sucks. And then I got throughout the rest of the week, and I realized how many of them we were drinking. And I started doing the math in my head of how many calories would have been consumed if it were not a Michelob Ultra.
So you drank the beer you didn't like, but did you eventually just become, okay, I'm immune to it being so bad?
Exactly. Exactly. Because we cut the day up with drinking, like, Tito's.
So, oh, yeah.
It worked
out. That's a good vodka.
Oh, it's my favorite vodka. I don't even like vodka, but I like it a lot.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
I only like vodka when I'm going to the voting booth.
So I gained back half the weight I lost, and I also shat out my liver. So
to the voting booth?
Since he did say voting booth.
Voting booth.
I prefer White Russians.
Okay.
get it, Russia voting booth.
Yeah.
It helps me decide, you know. What are you going to do? I did want to say on this episode that my wife and I actually went out to the movies. I talked her into going to the movies, and we went to the Alamo Draft House. Have you guys been there?
No, but I have a similar venue near me.
It's the only way to see a movie. I used to say by Jay's house, they have the stadium theaters and stuff like that, and you can get food and bring it up. But they actually come to your seat. They tell people they can't talk on cell phones. No one's supposed to be talking. And it was funny because the people next to us, I was telling the story to my Heather and Jay today, and I said they went and saw Toy Story. And I go, the thing that's funny, I go, the older people next to us, I go, well, I'm saying older people next to us, they're probably our age, Cindy and my, but they were so loud. Because they would like one that picked this movie. They're going back and forth with it. I'm like, what? And I was just, Jay goes, you report them. I go, I did at one point go like this with my wife and raise, like, they have like these notes, the paper you write on. I went, should I? But they were just so, then he goes, then she brought him a beer. And he goes, if you don't like this, tell me. And you get, I'll drink it. It doesn't matter. He's just loud. Everyone in the theater turned around and looked at him. And he drank it really quick, then had another one. He probably had fun hanging out with you, Chris. But we went and saw the movie yesterday. You guys know the premise of this movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet.
It's a struggling a guy who's a songwriter, singer. He's been struggling for 10 years. He can't break. He can't make it to the next level. And then this blackout happens. He gets in an accident, and the premise of the movie is a lot of stuff disappears that's popular in the world, you know, over history, disappears, and only him and a couple other people can remember things. Well, he's one of the few that can remember the Beatles. The Beatles don't exist anymore, so he starts singing these songs and recording the songs like they're his songs. They're the Beatles songs. And the actor that is fantastic. He sings great, and I don't want to spoil the movie, but it's funny. It's got some heart to it. I would highly recommend it. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it kept me entertained the whole time, even though the people next to it, is that the girl on Saturday Night Live? Yes, that's the girl on Saturday Night Live. But it just was. And there's different things. Like he'll ask for something, and they'll look at him like, "What? What's that?" And you kind of go, "It's like something that everybody in the world knows, but nobody knows because it was never invented or it never happened." Hmm. So, but yeah, the Beatles. If you love the Beatles, you're gonna love this. You'll love this movie. And like I said, I loved it. I thought it was great. Now Nick would probably hate it.
No, Nick. Say, what do you think? What do you think Nick would say?
No, Nick was talking about this movie. Don't you remember?
Did Nick see it?
No, he didn't see it, but he had talked to us about it, like, I don't know, probably like 8 episodes ago.
I remember I said I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it.
What the fuck?
What? And my wife was like going, I don't know if I'm going to like this movie. I don't know. And the funny thing is the previews, there were like three movies I said, I'd go see that. There's one that's coming out where the kid is influenced. He's never listened to Bruce Springsteen. And he hears Bruce Springsteen and he just falls in love with Bruce Springsteen's music. I think he's from England or something like that. So that looks like a good one. And of course, Downton Abbey's coming out. So the movie.
I've never seen anything to do with Downton Abbey. I think I'm one of the only people in the world.
I told my wife, I said, okay, let's go to the premiere. Let's do it for Crazy Hank TV. Let's dress up in their costume, you know, how their 1920s British attire and go to the movies mm-hmm. like that. She goes, I couldn't do that. I go, why not? Who cares? I mean, you're going to, I go, let's do it. So she's like, I couldn't do that. I go, why? That would be funny. I'll get the little British hat and the British suit and stuff like that. But anyway, go see Yesterday. So far away.
Hey, Jack, before we close out this first of two shows, now that we pulled the curtain back.
Are we doing two shows?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, so I'll read the email anyway.
Okay.
We're doing two shows. I'm sorry.
What happened? I froze up.
No. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read the email.
Okay, go ahead.
We do have an email from Joanne with the plan. It says, Jack, Matt, Chris, and Nick. About 10 years ago, my son, who had a Verizon phone with an unlimited text plan with other Verizon phones, began dating a lovely young lady who happened to be deaf. So clearly, texting was the best option for communication. 1 month after they started dating, the over $500 phone bill comes in. She was a T-Mobile customer. Oops. So this is back when... if you're on Verizon, you can unlimited text if you're texting somebody who else who's on Verizon.
Yeah, right, but you couldn't have you part of the same network, right?
Yeah. So a quick change of plans that were needed after a little parent-to-son discussion on responsibilities and awareness, and then all was fine, at least until they discovered that long-range relationships, attending two different colleges, did not make for strong bonds without a lot of work from Joanne. Mm-hmm. So Joanne's definitely responding from our last show's conversation about texting back when texting costed money before everything went unlimited.
But yeah, I think Jack, you were the one that brought up Jay and Colleen's.
Because Jay had said, do you want? It was like $19 a month for the unlimited plan back then. I don't need it. I don't text anybody. Well, he started dating Colleen, and then we just noticed him one day. And if you've ever text with Colleen. It's like rapid fire. I mean, she's like 17 sentences ahead. I just go, okay. And then it's not a okay. It's just K. Because she's just so fast at the texting. So it's just like nonstop. But then, like I said, he goes, oh, you don't have the unlimited plan. Did I freeze again?
No.
Oh, okay. But then so that's what brought it up. And it was just like, we were lucky to switch it to my, said, oh, it's supposed to be on my, and they were pretty cool about it. But it was close to 200, but not 500.
Yeah, it's a lot. So,
but I said cell phones are always it's a scam.
So similar, not at all story. It's not even close to being related to this at all. But hey, this is how my brain's working today. Have you guys heard of the app called Be My Eyes?
No, I haven't heard that.
It's incredible. I highly recommend you download it for your phones. What Be My Eyes is, it's an incredible service that is free to use. And it has two different types of logins, right? So you have a login as a volunteer, and you can log in as a user. And the app is designed for folks who are legally blind.
Oh, okay.
And what it is that if the user is logged in, and they request help trying to identify something or read something specifically, they can open up the app on their phone and request help. And what happens is that depending on what time zone this is all taking place in and so forth and so on, you get a notification on your iPhone. It says, hey, Be My Eyes is requesting help. And when you tap on it, essentially what it does is it creates a one-way FaceTime where the user will hold their phone up to help the person on the other end see what's going on their phone, and they can verbally help them identify what they're looking at.
That's very cool.
It's incredible use of technology, and I've been a volunteer on it for about a year and a half now. And a few weeks back, maybe like about a month ago, I finally got to take my first Be My Eyes call. It's happened so many times where I get the notification and I don't click on it or tap on it fast enough because another volunteer has taken the call.
Oh, because it goes out to anybody that's in that area?
Exactly. Or that in that time zone, right?
Okay, yeah.
And what's really cool is that the amount of volunteers completely dwarfs the actual amount of users who need the help, which is amazing to me. And to them. But it was cool. So I actually got my first Be My Eyes call about a month ago. And there was this dude who was, he was trying to see whether or not he won the Mega Millions. And he had a half a dozen of like lottery tickets. And he and he couldn't tell which ticket was which because he wanted to go down to the Redemption Center, wherever it was, where he got his lottery tickets from the game store. And he wanted to make sure he was going to hand over and scan over the right ticket. So he held his phone up and he was kind of like hovering over each different tick. And I had to identify which one was like the Powerball or Mega Man or whatever it was. I couldn't figure out what it was. But it was just really cool, man. And you know, it took 30 seconds out of my day and I was able to help this dude figure out what he was trying to organize that he couldn't see, but I could. And I just think it's a really truly phenomenal, like, you know, utilization of technology for good. So if you anybody listening, if you check it out, it's the app's called Be My Eyes. You can download it on the App Store for free. And I just think it's totally cool.
That is pretty cool.
One more way that we can help other people.
Nice. Well, I think that's a good way into the show.
Yeah, it's a positive.
Yeah. Positive.
For the fourth time ever on this show, we end on a positive note.
Yeah, something that it's roses and sunshine or whatever.
I was gonna say something crass, but I'm holding it back.
I just did. I said go fuck you. How about that?
Oh.
I'm still here.
I was thinking like there could be an app called Be My BJ.
It's called Tinder, dude. Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I'm fine.
Always coming back. Man. Always gotta fuck up the show, huh, man?
I just was trying to come back to the beginning.
It was a nice, positive way to end the show. Yeah, you're the favorite. Anyway, Amazon's got a big sale. Isn't it Amazon coming up 15th, 16th, or 16th, 17th? Something's happening in the middle of July, right? So, yeah, if you love Amazon and you love us, how we always end on a positive note, go to jandjack.com, click on the button that says Amazon, shop Amazon, and everyone on the podcasting network gets a little piece of the pie, little piece, little prize, little something for the effort. Maybe they can get Matt the BJ app if he's what he's looking for, you know, dream come true. But if you do that, Amazon, that helps us out a lot too. Or you can become a patron. Go to jandjack.com, click on the button, become a patron. Every little bit helps. Again, it helps everybody on the podcasting network. But this time we thank all our patrons. We thank everybody. We thank everyone who listens to us. We're going to thank Tack from Paris, Eckhart Richter Glaffelder, Joanne with a Plan, Maggie the Magnificent, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Drake the Destroyer at the Hiccups. Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for everyone we do. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with us. Thanks to the other guy. This was his best show he's ever had.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Without question. I don't think you didn't interrupt him once, Chris.
I don't think our level of jokes would have reached this climax had he been here to interrupt. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I just air a grievance here? I know that I get a lot of shit for interrupting Nick, but I have to honestly say that yes, I do from time to time interrupt him with some unbelievably great thoughts. But you guys are just as bad, if not worse.
Well, first, I'm the boss, right? You guys said ahead of time. Second, you still got that same DVD on behind you. Same fucking it's DVD right there. Sitting there. I mean, people at the beach didn't want to watch Dust Boats. You should have brought it and said, hey, this is entitled Dust Beer.
So I so I
everybody want to get turned up and read some subtitles?
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, man, you know, I haven't been here, so
hey, man.
Literally, you only have to, after you're done recording, go just knock it off. Just to knock it off. It's in the
and stage that box. Is exactly what she said.
It's moved officially.
All right, finally.
Here it is.
Right. Finally.
A little bit of dust on it.
Should have been, there should be an app.
A little bit of dust.
There should,
dust.
Be an, there should be an app. Help me move my disc, my DVD.
Be my eyes while I watch Dust Boot.
That's a 3-hour call. I don't know about that.
He's the director's cut, so it might be more than 3 hours.
Anyway, right. Matt has no excuse for interrupting, but I do because you guys said I'm the boss, so I can do what I want.
Yeah.
When a thought comes to mind, like you said, I'm polite. I think I'm polite about the. Sorry to interrupt you, Nick, but.
I don't think I'm rude.
I didn't say. No one said you're rude.
Everybody interrupts everybody on this podcast. That's one thing I've noticed.
That's another point to be made.
Yeah.
I am not the only interrupter.
It's maybe because you're the loud.
I am loud. That's true. I just don't think people like me nearly as much as they like Nick and in the favorite.
they hate us is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Jack Matt just likes to stir things up. That's all. So, I mean.
How did I stir? I didn't bring this up.
You're a pot stirrer.
I'm a pot stirrer. I like the correct term, shit stirrer.
On that note, great show, kids.
So much for ending it positive.
Well, I'm trying to get my closing line out here before you, because you like to rattle them all off. You like to get everybody's, you know, you like to sweep the leg.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Put him in a body bag, Johnny. That's it. I'm out. That's all I got.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
See you next Tuesday.
Should have interrupted when you're saying that.